Natabunan ng mga pagkagulat ukol sa politika ang galaw ng merkado sa taong 2016. Sinabi ng pangunahing punong ekonomista Shane Oliver, ang sorpresang desisyon ng Britanya na umalis sa European Union ay nagdulot ng hindi mapakali ang mga mamumuhunan.
So I think the same will apply in the run-up to elections in the Netherlands in March, the French election through April and May, and of course the German election later in the year. At the end of the day, though, I think centrist parties in Europe will remain in power. So I think this Eurozone breakup risk will remain a feature as we go through 2017. But at the end of the day, I think Europe will hold together.
Sa manipis na kapit sa ngayon ng European Union, ang mga relasyon sa pagitan ng dalawa sa pinakamalaking ekonomiya sa mundo ay siyang pinagtutuunan ng pansin. Ang ekonomiya ng China ay mas naging mas mahusay kaysa sa inaasahan sa taong 2016, ngunit habang ang pagbagal sa merkado ng pagbili at pagbenta ng bahay at lupa ang pinakamalaking pangamba sa naturang bansa, may iba pang mga mas malawak na alalahanin. Sinabi ng Chief Economist ng Australian Institute of Company Directors, Stephen Walters, ang mga pandaigdigang tensyon ay maaaring maging nasa unahan.
There may be some issues around trade. Obviously, if the US does implement tariffs on their products imported into the US, then China may be forced to respond. I really hope that doesn't happen because that's a very negative outcome. But I think China will be an economic force next year, and I think it's probably on the positive side, particularly for Australia.
Sinabi ni Shane Oliver mula sa AMP Capital, inaasahan niyang ilan sa inaasahang uri ng pagkilos ng US sa China.
So I don't know that we'll have a full-out trade war, but obviously Donald Trump was elected on a mandate to bring back jobs to the US, to get a better deal for the US, if you call it that, on the trade front, particularly with China, and I think he's probably going to want to try and do something on that front.
Ayon kay Stephen Walters, sa kanyang kampanya, nangako din si Donald Trump na mapabuti ang domestikong posisyon ng Estados Unidos.
You've got a new big wave of infrastructure spending and other tax breaks and so on going into an economy that is already operating at its capacity. So I think the clear implication is that you're going to get some inflation in that economy.
Ito ay nangangahulugan ng dagdag na pagtaas sa antas ng interes sa US. Sa unang bahagi ng buwan ng Disyembre, itinaas ng Federal Reserve ang mga antas ng interes o interest rates ng US. Ito ang ikalawang pagkakataon lamang mula ng pandaigdigang krisis pinansyal. Sinabi ni Ginong Walters, ito ay naging daan sa pagbabago ng presyo ng mga produkto na may kaugnayan sa pandaigdigang interest rate na naka-impluensya sa bahagi ng funding mix para sa mga bangko sa Australia.
It could get quite painful in terms of mortgage rates next year if Donald Trump says he's going to reflate that economy and actually does it, then I think the implication for Australians would be higher interest rates with perhaps the beneficial offset of a lower Aussie dollar.
Sinabi ni Shane Oliver, yaon bilang kapalit ay maaaring magtulak sa pagbawas ng Reserve Bank habang ekonomiya ng Australia ay bumabagal.
We're still running well below potential. We've still got 14% of the labour market who are either unemployed or underemployed. So there's a lot of spare capacity there. That's going to mean downwards pressure on wages continues, which means very low inflation and economic growth, I guess, will still be a little bit subpar in Australia. All of which I think ultimately will mean that the Reserve Bank will cut interest rates again sometime in the first half of the year.
Ayon sa kanya, sa huli, malamang nasundin ng mga mamumuhunan ang pangunguna ng isang lumalagong ekonomiya ng Estados Unidos.
Yes, global interest rates, global bond yields might be edging up, but by the same token, that's likely to be backed up by stronger profit growth than we've seen over the course of the last year. So my feeling is we'll probably see global equities and indeed Australian equities returning something like 8-10% over the course of the next 12 months.
SBS
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 SBS Radio.